20 years ago, thousands of students braved riot police in Prague demanding an end to decades of communist rule in what was then Czechoslovakia. They were inspired by the fall of the Berlin Wall a week earlier, which had divided East and West Germany for more than a quarter of a century. Initially, Czech police used force against the demonstrators, but it became increasingly difficult to continue the crackdown as the protests grew to hundreds of thousands of people. The demonstrations were dubbed the Velvet Revolution because those involved wanted to overthrow the regime peacefully. Within weeks, the Communist Party leadership resigned and dissident writer Václav Havel, who had spent years in prison, was named president on December 29, 1989. Speaking at a commemorative gathering at the Czech Senate in Prague on Tuesday, Mr. Havel urged Czechs not to forget those involved in the country's search to freedom. The former Czech Republic president said the changes in 1989 were undoubtedly aided by people who for long years tried to show the world the real situation in what was then Czechoslovakia. Yet, as president, Mr. Havel was unable to keep the country together. In 1993, Czechoslovakia peacefully split into the Czech Republic and Slovakia. Both countries are now members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and the European Union. Tuesday's anniversary of the Velvet Revolution has sparked a debate about the Czech Republic's brand of multi-party democracy and the perceived growing gap between rich and poor in the country. The government of Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek was ousted in a parliamentary no-confidence vote in March. Analysts say the country now has a weak caretaker government and that a new cabinet will be formed only after general elections scheduled for May. Czech Ambassador at Large for Energy Security, Václav Bartuška, who was a student activist during the Velvet Revolution, told Radio Prague that the country's political tensions overshadow the celebrations.
And it's just funny to watch the situation today, 20 years later, when we basically have the same disregard to our present politicians and see them as jerks, basically, and in the same time don't care enough to change anything. That's rather sad, I would say.
Bartuška is not alone. A recent opinion poll shows that 8 out of 10 adults in the Czech Republic say they are not satisfied with the current political situation. Even the Communist Party still commands as much as 15% in voter support, although most people doubt that the Czech Republic will ever return to its autocratic past. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.